Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Moloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here is your host, Sean Moloney.
Welcome to episode 269, How to Become a Real Estate Agent in Massachusetts. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Moloney. Thanks for joining me this week. Guys, this week I want to talk to you about getting your real estate license in the state of Massachusetts. Now, different states vary, most of them are pretty similar, but today is specifically about Massachusetts because I really wanted to do an episode that made sense instead of just talking about it in more general speak. In Massachusetts, one of the first steps to becoming a real estate agent is to register for a state-approved 40-hour course. Now, that 40-hour course is going to give you the certificate you need in order to apply for testing. That 40-hour course can be accomplished one of two ways, one in person, the other would be online. Now, this is a question to ask yourself. Do you learn well online? If the answer is no, don't do online. I know a lot of people take online because they look at it as the easier route, but is not passing your test and continuing to struggle easier, or is taking an in-person class where you have an instructor that knows and cares about you and is willing to spend time for you to gain education, which is a better option for you? Now, if you're an online person, you're used to it, you can study that way, great, take it that way. But otherwise, my suggestion, I guess, would be go back to take it in person because you have an instructor and it will go a lot smoother, especially if you struggle to learn online. Now, if you take it online, some of the courses you may have to take a live online course, so you may have to make it there at a certain time, but most of them are just free will. You take them when you have time and you can take them in small increments or big increments. Most of the sites now remember where you were at the last time you were in your lesson plan, and when you log back in, it'll start you right where you were. Now, I know it's a 40-hour course, and I know that people talk about being a real estate agent as easy. Well, I'm not going to challenge and say like, oh my God, it's such a hard job or all these things, but the truth is it's almost like learning a second language. A lot of what we test on in the real estate exam is not stuff that we use during the normal business practices. It's stuff that they've taught us that we need to know in order to pass the exam. Even the way they measure property and stuff, we're learning for the national level versus the way we work state level wise. There's a lot there. So I would say make sure to study and really think about it, like I said, almost like learning a new language and focus on all these different keywords. Also remember when they test you, they're going to ask you a lot of questions to do with the idea of them being able to take your license away if you don't pay your taxes and what the state laws are. Are they going to ask you practical questions like how to write an offer? No, absolutely not. It's going to be vocab, it's going to be state laws, so pay attention to that stuff. You will have a great experience if you pay attention to that. So after you finish your real estate course, now you're going to receive a packet. The packet has a place in it where you're going to get three different referrals and you're going to fill out this information and get it notarized. Guys, do this right away. The reason I say do this right away is there's a test credit that you need in order to take the test. This comes from a company called PSI. They are very slow, guys. It can take 6, 8+ weeks. So even after you just got out of the course, send that out because it's good for 2 years. You don't have to worry about the idea of getting the credit too early. You want to get the credit so that when you're ready to take the test, you can just book it. I know a lot of people come home, they study for a while, they then go and try to book the test, they realize they got to get that credit. Then they let their studying slack for a bit, then suddenly the credit comes and then they gotta study again and it slows the entire process down. So after the 40-hour course, get that packet, get it filled out, send it out right away. That way there you can unlock your testing credit and you can move forward at a normal speed or at least as close to normal as possible. Who would have ever thought that it'd take months to get a real estate license? But that is the way it is. Stay on top of them. If PSI doesn't reply on time, make sure to push them. Reach out to your state representatives. Let people know, guys, we got to keep attention on this matter because they don't seem to think it's important for people to test quickly. Make sure we tell everybody. Tell everyone about that. Make sure they understand the PSI thing. Now, once your testing credit comes and you have that code, you can go online and you can book your test. You can test online or you can test in person. Now, testing online, again, if you're great at testing online, that's perfect. But maybe in person's better for you. I don't know. It depends on the person. One thing to remember is the day that you pass that test, you're going to have to get your license, like a printed copy, and some of the testing centers print them and some don't. So I would look up on PSI's site which ones print them, and if I was you, I'd do in person where they print it. That way there you don't get off the computer only to drive somewhere else later on in the future because you need to go get that license printed. Now, that doesn't really change too much, but just keep that in mind. You know, you can't get the license the same day as far as the physical license is concerned when you're testing online versus in person. Now, after you do that, you pass it, you take your 120 question test, you've paid the state $150 for the license and $12, then your license is going to be issued out. Once you get the license, then the next step is choosing a brokerage. Guys, you want to choose a brokerage that can help you grow as an agent. I know I own a brokerage, Momentum Realty. We focus a lot on helping brand new agents get going, and then we help existing agents grow their business and scale and continue to gain more clients. A lot of brokerages talk a lot of big talk out there, all different training programs, so on and so forth. Look at what it's going to cost you. Look at how everything goes with it. Talk with the broker. Make sure that you understand how it can make a difference to your book of business and choose that brokerage. Once you get in a brokerage, you're going to have to think about a couple things. Do you have to have errors and omissions insurance, or did they cover you on it? Are you going to have any other insurances? So you really want to make sure as a real estate agent that one of the things you remember, you are a business within a business. So when it comes to insurances, realtor memberships, MLS access dues, marketing fees, all those different things, they could be on you. So you want to make sure you understand what it is you're doing and how it's going to work out for you. Overall, let's go down some of the total costs. So the real estate class, around $300 to $600. Then we have the testing application at $31. Then we have the test registration at $54. We have the licensing fee at $150. We have the issuance fee of the license for $12. Then we get into some of the fees once you're an agent. Somewhere around $40 a month for MLS access. Some of your insurances around $30, $40 a month again. So becoming a real estate agent costs somewhere between, say, $400 and $800. But let's not forget, most brokerages are part of the National Association of Realtors, and that runs just in the high 600s, low 700. So total cost in right around $1,500 to get started. Guys, not a bad fee to pay in order to get started in a business where the paycheck come in the thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. Guys, if you need help getting going, reach out to me directly. Love to talk to you personally. Whether you're local to me or you're just looking for advice and you want to figure it all out, reach out, DM, PM, whatever works best for you. Love to help you out. Check us out on the web, realfactsandrealestate.com. If you haven't already done so, pound that subscribe button. Tell all your friends and family and everyone else you know in real estate all about this free podcast, helping people grow their book of business in real estate. Thanks again, and I hope you all have a great week.